Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26. The title of the chapter is King Puranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt. Text number 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा माह्यं ददाति स्वापतान्तिकं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शुश्रुषो शब्दधानस्य वासुदेव कदाचि श्यान्महत्सेवया विप्रा पुण्यतीर्थनिषेवनात् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनम् हृदयं तस्तु हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिः
परिश्रान्तो निवृतो गृहं एवान् कृत स्नान उचित आहार संविवेश तदा शुत्रुत्परिश्रान्तो तदा शुत्रुत्परिश्रान्तो निवृतो गृहमेविय निवृतो गृहमेविय कृतस्नान उचिताहार
संविवेशगतक्लमा तदश्रोत्र प्रतिश्रान्तो निवृत गृहमेव कृतस्नानोचिताहार कदाशुत्रुत्परिश्रान्तो निवृतो गृहमेव कृतस्नानोचिताहार सन्निवेशगतक्लमा तथा देर आफ्टर शुद्ध बाय हंगर थ्रुत थर्स परिश्रांता बीइंग टू फेटिग निवृता हैविंग सीस गृहम एवान केम बैक टू हिज होम कृता टेकन स्नाना बाथ उचित आहार एग्जैक्टली रिक्वायर्ड फुटस्टेप्स संविवेश टुक रेस्ट गतक्रमा फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल फेटीग. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. After this, the king, very much fatigued, hungry and thirsty, returned to his royal palace. After returning, he took a bath and had an appropriate dinner. Then he took rest and thus became freed from all restlessness. Translation responsibly, please. After the king, very much fatigued, hungry and thirsty, returned to his royal palace. After returning, he took a bath and had an appropriate dinner. Then he took rest and thus became freed from all restlessness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A materialistic person works throughout the whole week very, very hard. He is always asking, where is money, where is money? Then at the end of the week, he wants to retire from these activities and go to some secluded place to rest. King Puranjana returned to his home because he was very much fatigued from hunting animals in the forest. In this way, his conscience came to stop him from committing further sinful activities and make him return home. In Bhagavad Gita, materialistic persons are described as duṣkṛtinā, which indicates those who are always engaged in sinful activities. When a person comes to his senses and understands how he is engaging in sinful activities, he returns to his conscience, which is herein figuratively described as the palace. Generally, a materialistic person is infected by the material modes of passion and ignorance. The results of passion and ignorance are lust and greed. In the life of a materialistic, activity means working in lust and greed. However, when he comes to his senses, he wants to retire. According to Vedic civilization, such retirement is positively recommended, and this portion of life is called Vanaprastha. Retirement is absolutely necessary for a materialistic who wants to become free from the activities of a sinful life. King Puranjana's coming home, taking bath and having an appropriate dinner indicate that a materialistic person must retire from sinful activities and become purified by accepting a spiritual master and hearing from him about the values of life. If one would do this, he would feel completely refreshed, just as one feels after taking bath. After receiving initiation from the bona fide spiritual master, one must abandon all kinds of sinful activities, namely illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. The word uchita ahara used in this verse is important. Uchita means appropriate. One must eat appropriately and not take after food as hogs take after stool. For a human being, there are eatables described in Bhagavad Gita 17.8 as sattvika ahara, or food in the mode of goodness. One should not indulge in eating food in the mode of passion and ignorance. This is called uchita ahara, or appropriate eating. One who is always eating meat or drinking liquor, which is eating and drinking is in passion and ignorance, must give these things up so that his real conscience may be awakened. In this way, one may become peaceful and refreshed. If one is restless or fatigued, one cannot understand the signs of God. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam
1.2.20. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, he cannot be pacified, and without being pacified, one cannot understand the science of God. King Puranjana's home, returning home, is indicative of man's returning to his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activities, especially killing animals or hunting in the forest. So we are continuing the discussion where King Puranjana goes to the forest, and after elaborately hunting, he becomes tired and fatigued, and then he is returning to the palace. Now, Srila Prabhupada explains here, a materialistic person, they works throughout the whole week, very, very hard. He is always asking, where is money? So this is the situation of a materialistic person. Where is money? Money is sweeter than the honey. Like this is the terminology they use, because they have to make money. Yes, nobody denies that they have to make money. And he spends whole life in just earning money. And naturally, he becomes fatigued. Somebody sits in the office from morning 7 o'clock to night 7 o'clock. It's very difficult, actually. Just keep on working, slogging. And you want to make money. But that's why the natural tendency is, yeah, somebody wants to at least take a break. Like they say, take a break, well-deserved break. They want to go out. If they want to go, they don't want to go to another city or something. They want to go to the countryside, because they don't want to sit in the hustle and bustle. All these things are happening. They don't want to go there. They want to go to a calm place and some resort or family home or something. They want to go and they want to rest there only. Nobody wants to go, okay, now I'm going from Collins Street to go to Swanson Street for relaxing. No. You can't do that. They want to go to some place where they can just completely not all these things. Don't want to sit in the computer, not want to talk to these people. They just want to be alone. So that is a natural tendency. It is nothing new, actually. That's why we find some people now, like they just go, they're waiting for the weekend. But the problem is, there is only one problem. Because what happens is, after the Saturday and Sunday, stay a little bit of mode of goodness, then again, they can't tolerate it. That type of, oh, this is Saturday and Sunday, then they are looking forward for the Monday. This is the problem. Again, they return back to work, and then again, slog for a week, and then again. So this is like this cycle continues, actually. So because they don't have the knowledge what they can do, what is the purpose of this human form of life, and there is a human form of life is not just to work like a very hard like a the animals, and then the end of the day you are not going to achieve anything special. As we have many times discussed, ahara nidra bhaya maitunam stha samanya medas pashubhir narana dharmo hi teshaha adhiko visheshaha dharmena hinaha pashubhihi samana. Dharmena hina. If you are not going to, as a human being, because animals are also having the same propensity, eating, mating, sleeping and defending propensity, the human beings are also having the same propensity, then there is no big difference between a two-legged animal and four-legged animal. Dharmena hina, pushubhihi samana. Dharma hina, that means one who does not follow any religious principles or any regulative principles, he is pashubhihi samana, he is equal to an animal only. So that is why Shastra always recommend the human form of life is not meant for that. There is an interesting instruction by Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev very nicely explains to his 100 sons headed by Bharat Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto. We read this. Rishabhavacha nayam deho dega bhajam loke kashtam kaman arha devit bhujam ye tapo divyam putraka ena sattvam sudhyet yasmad brahma saukyam tu anantam. Lord Rishabhadeva told his sons, my dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available for even dogs and hogs that eat stool.
One should engage in penances and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified. When one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and continues forever. So this is the great instruction given by Rishabhadev to his 100 sons. How we, the human form of life is not meant for just working hard, 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 and end of the day you are not going to achieve anything. Then again you take birth again into this material world, this punarjanma, punarjanma. This is the cycle continues. So in this human form of life there is an opportunity where we can find a solution. What is the problem and what is the solution, what we can do about that. And animals, they don't have a facility. Animals, they can't, why I'm going through this suffering, why this is all the kleshas are imposed upon me. They don't have, even human beings, they don't have the thinking. Then what animals can do? So that is why it is recommended here, where Srila Prabhupada says, King Puranjana returned to his home because he was very much fatigued from hunting animals in the forest. In this way, his conscience came to stop him from committing further sinful activities, make him return home. So this the returning home business is just like stopping the sinful activities and then reflect upon what is the purpose of life. Because after the work in the week, and then you go to the holiday resort or the holiday home where you want to have a peaceful atmosphere. So that is same thing is compared here. It is like returning home means stopping the sinful activities and then understanding. This is the conscience. Prabhupada says about the conscience came to stop him from committing further sinful activities and make him return home. Actually, Krishna is very merciful. In everybody's heart, Krishna is situated as Paramatma. He is trying to give guidance in all circumstances. Every time he is giving guidance, yes, what you are doing is not right, not right. He is giving guidance. But sometimes we listen to the advice of the Paramatma, sometimes we ignore. It's like putting into the snooze, you just shut up. So it is interesting. We have to, Paramatma is there to guide us at all times, all circumstances. Paramatma is ready to guide. Upadrashta and Anumantas. He is just sitting there waiting when this fellow is going to wake up and then going to get some enlightenment. He is ready to give. And he is giving also in the so Paramatma is sitting, he is sending the spiritual master, he is sending, giving the grantha, everything is provided. But whether we take advantage of that or not, that is the question. So here the conscience is in the form of consciousness, the conscience, he came back to home because he was very fatigued. The whole week hunting, that's naturally he became tired. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says here, when a person comes to his senses and understands how he is engaged in sinful activities, he returns to his conscience, which here is figuratively described as the palace. Generally, a materialistic person is infected by the material modes of passion and ignorance. So this is the whole material world is going with the three modes of material nature. The three modes of material nature is binding us, like a gunamayi. It binding us, and that is why people are running mad after all these things. This is like a mode of passion and mode of ignorance. And then the results of passion and ignorance are lust and greed. In the life of a materialist, activity means working in lust and greed. However, when he comes to his senses, he wants to retire. He wants to retire accordingly. So that is why the Vedic system is geared in that way. The Vedic system is already teaching, because there is a lifespan, say for example 100 years if somebody is living, that is split into four portions. Like student life, brahmacharya, and then married life, grahastha life. And also, you can't remain in the grahastha life for eternity, because there has to develop a little bit of renunciation. So that there is a vanaprastha life, and then there is a sannyas. So that's why the varnashrama dharma is designed in such a way, so that we develop a natural, it's a gradual process. Varnashrama dharma is not like suddenly everybody goes to vanaprastha, suddenly everybody gets renunciation. It doesn't work like that. Unless for some people, for special people, this is possible. Like some people, like a Naishika Brahmachari, they can remind and then they can control, no problem. But that is not the process for everyone. The process for everyone is, yes, you become a Brahmachari or a student, and then you become, then after choice is given, whether you want to remain a Naishika Brahmachari, we don't want to get entangled in these things, or you want to get entangle and then get some lesson and then understand. So that is also given. Option is given. So if somebody is very intelligent, he doesn't want to get in. Oh no, I know this thing. Again, I don't want to get. Then that person is intelligent. He is not, doesn't want to meddle with this type of situation. But the person, what can you do? So you just become, at least you become a grahastha. Srila Prabhupada says, you become a respectable grahastha, don't become a bachelor daddy, like Prabhupada says. Yeah, you want to marry someone and beget children, that's okay. That is a bona fide way of doing things. So otherwise you don't want to become a bachelor daddy. Like, that's not a recommended process. So then you become, but this grahastha life also you don't continue forever. Because it's difficult. You just have children and educate them, do them. And itself, the whole process is geared in such a way that automatically you develop a little bit of renunciation. Because that is the whole idea. Sometimes the people say the material world is frustrating. Actually, it should be frustrating. If the material world is frustrating, that means there is something wrong actually. Because it should be, because why this is frustrating? Because this is an impetus for us to give up this material world. Even it is frustrating, even there is thousands of problems are there, still we don't want to give up this material world. This is our problem. Our problem is, even though it's very demanding, even though so many problems are there, we want to adjust little bit here, adjust little bit there, we'll do a little bit of patching here, little bit of patching here. We want to continue. Nobody wants to give it up actually. Nobody will do. Even they say, oh no, I'm ready to give you Vaikuntha. No, 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 I'm not interested in Vaikuntha or Goloka. I'm not interested because they want to live here and they want to make come. But the unfortunate thing is, we can't here live permanently. Permanently we can't live. Even though Lord Krishna says, Dukkalayam Asaswatam. Dukkha is there. Somebody, oh no, Dukkha is there. No, no problem. This Dukkha is not a big problem for me. I am accustomed to this Dukkha. But no, even though it is Dukkalayam, and it will be finished also, Asaswatam also. So, it is not a question of only dukkha. Dukkha is only one element. The other element is in asaswatam. It is temporary place. So, however hard we try, however hard work we make, this place we can't make a permanent solution. We have to be very clear about it. Permanent solution is not possible here. So that is why, so the intelligent person, what he does is, yes, I have to make money, I have to live in this world, I have to make some income, I have to do. Yes, he will do that. And then at appropriate time, he wants to just retire. Retire from this active. Retire means not just to go to the forest and then, you know, not that type of seclusion. Retire from active material life and engage in active spiritual life. That's why Srila Prabhupada explains in many purports. He's saying retirement is not like going to a secluded place and just sit there. But it's difficult because we are accustomed to this activity. So we have to, that is why we have to perform active devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada says here, according to Vedic civilization, such a retirement is positively recommended, and this portion of life is called Vanaprastha. Retirement is absolutely necessary for a materialist who wants to become free from the activities of sinful life. So this is a Srila Prabhupada quotes Pancha Urdhvam Vanam Gacchet. Pancha Urdhvam means after the age of 50, one should retire, go to the forest. Literally, forest means which forest? We have to go to Vana. Vana is like not just to go to the Amazon forest for this thing, not that type of forest, Vrindavan, like where we go, where the spiritual cultivation is active. So that is the type of thing is recommended here. So Srila Prabhupada says here, King Urjana coming home, taking bath and having an appropriate dinner indicate that a materialistic person must retire from sinful activities and become purified by accepting a spiritual master and hearing from him. So this is the basic recommendation. Atho sarga, sadhu sangha. So this is like, then the next one is Vajanam Priya. So this is what the starting point. This is starting point is, yes, this want to take a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and try to, because otherwise, you know, previously he will be engaged in so many activities. So he can give us some kind of excuse. Oh, I don't have time, I can't do this. But at least now this the family business is taken, and also the responsibilities are reasonably taken care of. Because that is why in the Vedic system the early marriage. It's not like a I'm not criticizing marriage at a later age, but the Vedic system, why they have an early marriage is like early marriage means early settlement. So the children will be born and you will be sent. Not that you are 70 years still you are raising the children. Oh, at least you are raising the children, that's good. But you don't want to wait till the long time and do this thing. So this activity is before 50, at least when the children are grown up, then you don't have that responsibility. Like you have to, or now you have to give them education. All these things are not there, everything is done. So then you are free to go to the direction where you want to go. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, and Maharaj Ambarish, all these devotees, great devotees, they had everything in their disposal. Not that they didn't have any money, no, I'm going to retire. No, not like that. Because it's not because they had everything at their disposal. Everything. Yudhishthira Maharaj, then Lord Krishna disappeared or finished his pastime. He said, what is the use? What is the use of us living in this place? There is no Krishna, there is no association. So they just sit, that's in the mind. No, I don't want to remain here. This is the, they just want to leave this world and then search for the eternal happiness. So that is why, like Rishabhadev Maharaj is saying, like that is what divyam, tapo divyam. It's not like sometimes it looks like a little bit difficulty. Difficulty means body difficulty is there, but atma is happy. So that's why, you know, like see, when you come for the temple, there is some austerity there. Bodily austerities are there, but the thing is, atma becomes happy. So we have to understand whether you want to give only the comfort to the body or comfort to the heart. Comfort to the body also has to be given. Proper sleep and proper rest and proper ahara. Everything is there. But also when the atma is happy, that is why devotees are able to sustain for year after year, month after month. How you are able to do? Because there is a ruchi there. They have developed a ruchi. That is why they are able to give up. Otherwise it's very difficult. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, if one do that, he would feel completely refreshed as just one feels after taking bath, after taking initiation from bona fide spiritual master. One must abandon all kinds of sinful activities, namely illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and drinking. So, this is an opportunity is given, where there is a clean slate is given. This is all the, whatever the activity, spiritual master is praying to the Lord, and then accordingly we get the spiritual master, and then we completely wipe all our activities, karmic activities. Then we don't want to commit further sinful activities so that our entangles us. We don't want to do that. That's why, so it is an opportunity given, so we take it, then we become serious. So Srila Prabhupada continues here, uchita ahara, used in this verse is important. Uchita ahara, is Bhagavad Gita is in the 17th chapter. Everything is very systematically explained. It's not like that. Lord Krishna does not leave anything to chance. Like eating is regulated, ahara is regulated, sacrifice is regulated. Everything according to the three modes of material nature. The three modes of material nature which is binding us. So whatever we do in this world, everything is revolving around the three modes of material nature. So that is why Krishna says, Daivi Hesha Gunamayi. This Gunamayi, these three modes of material nature, is kind of binding. So if you understand the three modes of material nature, then what will happen is, like, then we can know what mode we are in, and then what kind of activities we are performing, and how we can elevate ourselves from this mode of passion or mode of ignorance, at least to come to the mode of goodness. That is an intermediate position, good mode, goodness, and then transcend the mode of goodness also. So Lord Krishna says everything very clearly. What kind of ahara? Sattvika ahara, rajasika ahara, tamasika ahara, like a food which is decomposed, putrid. Those type of food is like only the people eat in the mode of ignorance. And then ahara, this is all the too much pungent, too salty, too chilly, that is also not. So then it is a sattvika ahara. Sattvika ahara is like it is for the benefit of the body and also benefit of the soul. So this Prabhupada says here, one must eat appropriately and not take after food as hogs take after stool. That is not an ahara for the human being. For a human being, there are eatables described in Bhagavad Gita 17.8, sattvika ahara, or food in the mode of goodness. So this is like a food in the mode of goodness, because the prasadam is even transcendent. Because sometimes, you know, like people very fond of being vegetarian or vegan. Okay, that's good. I'm not criticizing them. But better than vegan or better than vegetarian is only prasadam. Just offer whatever food we take above that. We take only just a prasadam. So that means you are completely, you are indemnified from all the sinful reactions. Sarva gilpishe. Because while eating, sometimes people argue, you are also creating harm with the potato, cauliflower, all these things we are also eating. So, what happens is when they offer the food to Krishna, sarva gilpishay, whatever the sinful activities or sinful reactions involved in that, Krishna is indemnifying. Krishna is like absolving. Yes, Krishna knows that he needs something to eat. Ahara samahara has to be there. And Krishna says that you have to, for your sustenance, you need something to eat, so eat. But offer that as a sacrifice, then you are completely cleared from all this. So that way, that sattvic ahara for a devotee, the best thing is Krishna prasada. That is the sattvic ahara. And it says, one should not indulge in eating food in the modes of passion and ignorance. This is called uchita ahara. Uchita means appropriate, ahara means diet or the eating. One who is always eating meat or drinking liquor, which is eating and drinking in passionate ignorance. So we know that is not going to take us anywhere. And must give these things up so that his real consciousness may be awakened. So, and the whole purpose is that the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka, because first we have to come to at least a mood of happiness, some happiness as bigger. Otherwise, it will not possible to understand God or God consciousness. It's difficult. That's why Srila Prabhupada quotes this, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sequence of slokas where it says, एवं प्रसन्न मनसो भगवत भक्ति योगतः भगवत तत्व विज्ञान मुक्त संगस्य जायते. Unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, he cannot be pacified. Without being pacified, one cannot understand the signs of God. So this is like there has to be a little bit of sanity, then we establish. Otherwise it's difficult. It's very difficult because if you have the passion and ignorance, you may not be able to understand what is the purpose of life. You are more than passion and ignorance, your purpose of life is making money and doing all this. That is only the purpose. Unless otherwise you have come to a little bit of goodness, then only you will understand, oh, the purpose of life is not just only making money, and also we have to make this life, what is the purpose of life, how to make this life fruitful. So that we don't again come back to this repeated birth and death. So then that thinking only will come that time only. That's why it is very essential. Like Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Prasanna Atma. The Prasanna Atma is like a Prasanna Atma. When he is happy, then at that time he does not have any hankering or he does not have any lamentation. Na sochati na kankshati. Then he completely engages in his devotional service. So that activity is possible only when we are able to give up this passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance is very difficult because at that time you are forced to act. It's like a pushing. All the things are pushing you. So that is why when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear Krishna's message, like that when we sing this Srinvatam Swataka Krishna, Punyasravana Kirtanam, because this messages of Krishna is so Punyasravana, this is so transcendental, so purifying, by hearing only all the Abhadras in the heart, they are slowly washed away. When Abhadras are sitting, then only passion and ignorance only. So that is why this process of hearing, chanting, hearing Mahamantra and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, what happens is whatever the klesha, all these things which are sitting in the heart, slowly washed away. Once that is washed away, that is what the sloka only is coming. Evam prasanna manaso. The mind is very happy. Then he is engaged in the devotional service. Bhavat bhakti yogataha. Bhavat tattva vijnan. Then everything makes sense. Previously, when you are in the mode of ignorance, mode of passion, didn't make sense. Then you understand this. Oh, Atma, this is activity. This, I am going to take birth again into the material world. I may be a millionaire. I am going to become a pauper again. I will go start from the scratch. Any intelligent person will think, what am I doing here actually? I just become now Prime Minister, I have to become a dog. And I don't want to go for this team. I just want to do something better. Why should I go become one life Prime Minister and become a dog, or one life be a big leader and then another life and just become like another street person? No. So he thinks, oh, now I want to do something permanent. Then only the question comes. So these things will not appear in the mode of passion and ignorance. So nobody thinks about it. That's it. Go. That's it. Don't want to think about anything else. So that is why at least we have to come to this stage of this sattvic. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says, unless one can become free from the influence of passion and ignorance, he cannot be pacified. And without being pacified, one cannot understand the science of God. So this is the prerequisite. But the thing is, the process is so wonderful. Chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna Prasada, everything is included, everything is incorporated. You don't have to separately try this. No. Because this Srimad Bhagavatam says, when this the whole process is given, automatically whatever has to be achieved is achieved. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Automatically when you engage in devotional service, also Vairagyam, Jnanam, renunciation, detachment, everything is produced. This is the beauty. Because you don't have to separately endeavor how to get Vairagya, how to get knowledge, how to get this, how to get that. You don't have to do separate endeavor is not possible. It's not difficult also. So instead, one is a package deal. When you engage in devotional service, Krishna is very happy. Oh, you are doing something. I give you the knowledge. I give you the understanding so that you can come back to me. So Krishna is doing that. Krishna, because he is seeing the sincerity of the devotee. Yes, sincerely I want to engage in devotional service. So Krishna sees the sincerity and that's it. You take it now. Aham, Gatami Buddhi Yohantam. He gives you the intelligence. He gives all the ingredients, whatever is needed to continue with that. Krishna makes the arrangement. It's not like an exaggeration. Krishna makes the arrangement for the devotee because he is seeing the sincerity. Krishna makes the arrangement. Krishna will do all these things. Provided we show our sincerity. Yes, Krishna, I want to do something for you. I don't want to go through this whole circle of repeated birth and death. I want to engage in pure devotional service. And Krishna becomes happy. And then he gives you the knowledge, the understanding. And he sends the spiritual master. He sends all the appropriate association. Everything he provides. So only thing, as an Atma, living entity, our only thing is we can have a desire. That's it. We can't do anything actually. Just a desire. Yes, Krishna, yes, I want to do that. Once you start having the desire, then Krishna orchestrates the whole thing. Yes, makes all the things, you might have associations, this thing, everything is provided. So, Srila Prabhupada concludes here, Krishna consciousness is absolute necessary for one who has committed a lot of sinful activities, especially killing animals or hunting. It's absolute necessary for everyone. Because whether you have committed all these things or not, because the problem is in the material world means we are committing some sinful activities. Because yes, knowingly or unknowingly we are party to that. It's not that sometimes we are knowingly party to that, sometimes we are involved. We are involved in a different way. We are implicated in different ways. So the best course of action is somehow or other we have to take this process. Because otherwise, you know, like there is no, I will perform this prayaschitta, this atonement, I will do that atonement, nothing will work. This Kaliva, nothing will work. Nothing is going to work. Because the whole atmosphere is surcharged with the non-religious activities, religious activities, nothing is going to work. So this Harinam Sankirtan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Prasadam, this is the only thing going to work. So that is not only for King Puranjana, it is not only for King Prachini Barhishad, this is the instruction. This is for all of us in the material world. Whoever we are trying to live here, yes, this is at one point in time we have to segregate. Yes, okay, whatever needed for our life or our livelihood is there. So now we have to make for our final journey. What are we going to do? What is the purpose? Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, like Rishabhadev, Bharat Maharaj, everybody did that. How we are different actually? These people, are they fools? Like they don't know how to enjoy life up to the brim, like last 2 minutes, tomorrow I am going to die, until today I will keep on enjoying. No, they knew all of that. But why they? Because there is no, this is not a futile attempt. Srila Prabhupada calls this a futile attempt. It's not like you don't stay here and last breath I will keep on enjoying. And that's not going to work actually. So instead, at some point in time we have to break this thing and then slowly. It's not going to happen overnight actually. So we have to develop that from the beginning only. From the beginning only we start that mode of, yes, I have to do something, I have to earn money, there's no doubt about that. We have to earn money and also we have to understand what is the purpose in life, and then we have to go towards that purpose also. Not only the financial goals, the spiritual goals also we have to achieve. So then there is some benefit for us. Otherwise, you know, like we will be rotating again, different lokas, different planets, come back again to this material world. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
You mentioned about all we can do is desire.
Yes.
But even that seems very difficult to desire Krishna and pure devotional service. So how to such desire?
At least so this is like a, I heard from my Guru Maharaj like a, you can if you have a desire, at least desire to have a desire. Because it's like a, it's yeah, it is difficult. Your point is right. It's like a, this type of desire is very tall order actually. Like a desire to devotional service. At least like a, we at least we have to start somewhere, because that's why this association helps actually. When we are in the association of devotees, so we are also kind of when you are in the sadhu sangha, then some of the qualities of the sadhu is also kind of sticking to us. You know, like it's the same way. So that's why, yeah, even that is difficult also. Putting ourselves in the sadhu sangha is also difficult. But that's why the gradual process is given. So as a devotee, our business is to give, make a favorable situation for anyone, any onlooker or any passerby. So that's why we want to make, even like that's why we want to be like a, create a situation so that person will be attracted to Krishna, ultimately to Krishna. So that may happen either to prasadam, to kirtan, to books, to cassettes or music, whatever it may be. So our duty is how to create the sukruti for the person so that the person is attracted to Krishna. At least he glorifies, say, oh, you guys are doing a good job. You guys are distributing food. That's it. For if a person says that, a common person in the street, so that means his spiritual life is starting. He's already started because he has glorified the Lord and the Lord's activities or Lord's devotees. He has done that. So our thing is how to kind of increase the sukruti for ourselves and also increase the sukruti for others. So that's why devotee has to be very careful in each and every one of his dealings, how we can bring the person closer to Krishna. By our activities, we want to be kind, we want to be like the incident that Melbourne, that fire accident, and then devotees put the canopy and everybody was jumped. Srila Prabhupada appreciated that. Said that, yes, devotees, we are not just sitting there and chanting and dancing. That's it. No, we do some real humanitarian work also. Yes, feeding people, thousands of people, free food, prasadam. They don't may appreciate many prasadam, but that is free food for the needy. That's not an easy thing. That's not an easy thing. Everybody, it's like not many people do, because that's a very important thing. So that way, nobody can say that the Hare Krishnas are not doing any welfare. This is the greatest welfare work. People may not understand and appreciate, that's a different thing. Greatest welfare work, because it is giving an opportunity, that fellow may not have to come back to this material world. That opportunity is given. So that way is good. So that way, yes, we have to slowly start and have this desire. Or if you don't have a desire, then at least pray to Krishna, I should have a desire. Krishna, I am not having any desire. At least please give me so that I should have some spiritual desire, transcendental desire. So that we can pray. That type of prayer is not a materialistic prayer. So that's a spiritual prayer. So we can pray to the Lord. Sometimes we may not, I don't feel like, sometimes people say, I don't feel like bowing down. The Prabhupada, Mr. Bow down, Mr. Like we don't feel like bowing down. But when we bow down, then slowly we get used to it. Because it's all like a practice something. Taking birth only, nobody becomes a smoker, nobody becomes an alcoholic, or nobody likes that. But by slowly practicing 1, 2, 3, like that, same way, when we become like that, then we become this way. We become devotee also slowly. Because so that needs a little bit of a, yes, if a desire is not there, then we have to pray to the Lord, I should have a desire. So that's my understanding. Anything? Yes, Prabhu?
Oh, see, so you talked about Vanaprastha life, which is supposed to begin at the age of 50.
Yeah.
Right? But the government now are pushing that age 50 to 50.
Yeah, that is government's business is that. The government wants you to slog till today you have to work, finish all your paperwork and then go and die and then go to the.
Yeah.
That's what government wants us to do. Government wants to do like that, but the problem is that government is not, because this is the government, this is not Yudhishthira Maharaj government or Parikshit Maharaj government or Ambarish Maharaj government, no? Because they are not interested in our spiritual well-being. But again, this is all recorded, I can't say what. Yeah, they are not even interested in your material well-being. What to talk of spiritual well-being?
So we have to be careful. We are, as individual, we are responsible. We come to this material world with a certain amount of the baggage. We bring a baggage into this material world. So it is up to us. See, you can't say that, oh, government was like, that is true. But as a citizen, then we also have to make an attempt. That is, that's why they don't like this idea. They don't like the government. They don't like this idea. That's why the government, they don't like devotees. Devotees, they give this idea that you don't work, but government want you to work hard, and the devotees say you don't work very hard, because they, devotees also work hard for a different purpose. Devotees work more hard than the materialistic. If you think about that, a person who works in the Sunday thing, so I'm working, not 8 hours, 12 hours he also working, but they work very hard, not for themselves, but for Krishna. That working for Krishna is going to liberate you, a working for materialistic person is going to condemn you, take you to the down, the degraded life. So, yes, working hard itself is not a problem, but working hard for whom? Working hard for Krishna, that is recommended, that is going to elevate us. Working hard for our own sense gratification, like Atma Indriya Preeti. My sense gratification, if I work, then that is called karma. But if I work same Indriya Preeti for Krishna, that becomes prema. So, that is wanted. So, yeah, government may say that, but we have to have a this thing, understanding, you have an idea, but I don't want to come back to this material world, so I want to make my own plan also. So that we have to, government may say so many things, but we have to adopt our strategy to go out of that also. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu? You don't want to leave me, that's good. So that
I have two parts to this question.
Yes,
Prabhu. In relation to the best food is food in the mode of goodness.
Yeah.
And usually we get the question about onion and garlic. What's the easiest way to explain how that's not in the mode of goodness?
Onion and garlic, many ways, depending on the people who want to, you are approaching, you can give a different way. Like one is, when the person is, one sense we can say, this is like many ways of answering, but one way is like onion and garlic. See, like we are trying to control the senses, like the person is a little bit more understandable, then we can say we are trying to control the senses. Onion, garlic has the properties or propensity which can agitate the senses. So one side is controlling the senses, other side is agitating the senses. It's not going to be productive. It's not going to help us. So that is one way of approaching that. The other way of approaching is like the onion and garlic cannot be offered to the Lord. Krishna doesn't say so, we can't offer that. And many other ways, like Shastras references onion and garlic coming from all the different, the source of how the onion and garlic was created from the blood, and the different descriptions are there. So, we prasadam time, we don't want to discuss that. Maybe. So, those things, because the eating that is synonymous to eating drinking or eating that meat type of thing, so we don't want to do that. For us, it's like because it is not offerable to Krishna, we refrain from that. For us, that's the main thing. These all other considerations are there, but for devotees, why they refrain from that is like because of the it is not offerable to Krishna, and also it is in the mode of ignorance. So these are all the few, but the devotees will have. There are so many blogs and web pages with all the details and the different understanding and how to tackle different arguments. So those things are there. So
they have become costly also.
Especially in India, it becomes because it's like I was reading somewhere, like normally they give flower bouquet, like one marriage they give a bouquet of all the onions, like onion bouquet. Because onion is so costly. So it's like they want to show to the this thing, onion bouquet. But you know, this is a Kali Yuga, like what to do? Because this is like a sattvika food, nobody is like a, but this type of rajasic and tamasic food is becoming very costly, and then they are tons and tons of onion and this thing they are importing from Egypt and the different countries. What to do? And that's when I say, like sometimes people say, it's very difficult to give up onion. But one day you have to give up your life. You have to give up your life. What is the point of giving up onion and garlic? So much. Because one day you have to give up, actually. Give up the life itself, you have to give up. Compared to life, with onion and garlic is insignificant. What is the big difficulty? Giving it up. Yeah, so that's one way of approaching. But many ways, but there are one few arguments or points. Yes, sir.
So, So the second part is a bit closer to home. Krishna says that food that's too pungent or too hot,
yes,
spicy chili, that's considered mode of passion. Sometimes it's really acceptable.
Yes, correct. Yeah, it is something. Yeah, we have to be careful. You see, it's not like I'm not, because from a South Indian background, the food is not like a. Krishna is not like a. Krishna is not just a bland food. He's not saying that. Spicy is okay, too spicy. Like something. You have to put something, maybe one chili, you can put two chili, but you don't want to put 20 chili there so that everybody goes to the toilet. You know, like that is not the recommended process. Because that means devotees have to be mindful of everyone. See, it's not like a devotee is there's no question arises, I like it or I don't. That doesn't even arise. That's why when prasadam is like an offering to Krishna, and then all the Krishna's devotees have to partake this prasadam. So the food has to be prepared in such a way so that it is suitable. Because it's like it's not difficult actually. It's not difficult. You make not too spicy. Then if they need spice, they can add also. At the initial stages of Krishna consciousness, sometimes like the khichdi is very, very, but it's not very spicy. And it's difficult. Some people can handle that. So if it was very spicy, then keep something. Like that's when you notice some devotees, they keep ginger or pepper or something they keep in the side actually. So that way, if you think you want a bit more, then you add it. But make the whole khichdi spicy so that nobody can touch it. Then that is not recommended. So we have to be considerate. Devotee is considerate and for the well-wisher for others also. So we have to be, whatever preparations we are making, we have to make at least some preparation. Again, like if you have so many preparations, at least make 2-3 preparations which at least everybody can honor. Like it's not like you make everything super spicy, then the people who can't handle spices, then they will be just thinking, what can I do? I can't eat anything. That's an aparadha in one sense. Like you are kind of making them starve. Don't want to do that. So we make some things. Like that's why Krishna says very clearly, everything is sattvika. Like not too much. So we have to, the appropriate cook or appropriate person who is responsible for that, they have to make arrangement so that prasadam is eatable for everyone. Actually, prasadam is transcendental. There is no problem with that. But the problem, our body is not a transcendental. Our body cannot handle all of that. So we have to be trained to cook in that particular way for the pleasure of Krishna, pleasure of the devotees. Yes, Mataji.
Prabhu. So in Bhagavatam, it describes about the devotional service in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. So is that be considered devotional service in the mode of goodness?
Yeah, it's still devotional service, but the problem is that Krishna says, even the person, Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukurtino arjuna artha jignyasu arthati jnani cha varadarsha. These four kinds of people, they come to me. Krishna says they are sukurti. Krishna doesn't say that they are duskruti. But an intelligent person, what he should do is, if I go to Krishna asking for this, initially it may be okay. Initially, like Dhruva Maharaj, initially started. Dhruva Maharaj was not like Anya Bilashita Sunyam. No, he didn't start like that. Okay, he started, yes, I want a kingdom bigger than my great grandfather's kingdom. He wanted that? Yes. But what happened was there's a beauty. The beauty is because you are engaged in devotional service, because you are following the orders of the superior, because you are following the orders of Narada Muni, then what happened is the purification happens. The purification happened, then when Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu appeared before him, my dear Dhruva, I am very pleased with you. What do you want? No, I was looking for the broken pieces of glass. Now I got your jewel of yours. So I do not want anything. This is the beauty. The beauty is, if somebody engages in devotional service, whether initially you may start with something, but if you follow the prescription properly, then you will come to the pure devotional service. But that's our understanding. So, that way, I will wait till the time I completely suddha sattva, then only I am going to perform devotional service, then we may not perform devotional service at all. So, start with something, but the problem is when we engage in devotional service, we are not alone. Krishna is also reciprocating. Krishna is purifying. When you hear about Krishna, then that's why when we chant Mahavatam, we first purify our Mangalacharan prayers. We purify ourselves, we purify the atmosphere so that we are fit
to receive or read this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. The purification Krishna provides. It's not like I am providing, Krishna is providing. By hearing about Krishna, by hearing about the messages about Krishna, the consciousness is purified and then we are put into the mode of goodness or Suddha Sattva. So that is possible. But only thing is, we don't want to wait till complete purification. Sometimes we ask you, Prabhu, please come to the temple. When I am completely pure, I will come to the temple. The problem is, it will never work actually. When you come to temple, have darshan, take prasad, then only you become purified. When you become completely purified, you will come to the temple, you will never come to the temple. They give this is a lame excuse. Sometimes they say, when I become purified, I will come to the temple. The whole problem of purification only will happen when you come and associate with the Lord, associate with the Lord's devotee. Then only you become purified. It's not that you independently will become purified and then come here. It's not going to happen. So whether pure or impure, that's why the sleep chant the prayer. Apavitra, pavitra. Whether pure or impure, by remembering Krishna, we become purified. So that should be our understanding. Not that it's independently will become purified and then come to Krishna. May not work out for everyone.
Hare Krishna. Grantharasimad Bahavatam ki, Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya.